What we'll try to do is just run through part of Hilchos Avelos and Shulchan Aruch. Feel free to jump off at any point. No one's holding you here. I'm happy to go on as long as people are still on, but at your pleasure, feel free to jump on or off as you wish. We'll see what we're able to get through. If you have a Shulchan Aruch in front of you, that'll be helpful. Otherwise, you'd probably be lost. I think we'll start with Siman Shin Mem Aleph, which is a Siman of Hilchos Aninos, and then we'll jump to the crux of Avelos, beginning with Shin Ayin Chesu Desavra, and we'll see how far we get. Okay, so as Rav Schechter always points out from the Rav, and Rav Shlomo Zalman writes this also, that what we refer to as Aninos, even though that's a lashon of early origin, is really a Yiddishism of some sort, because the halachas of Onen as appear in the Torah are relevant to Achilas Kachim and Achilas Ma'aser Sheni and Avoda, and that applies even after Kura on the Yom Hamis or Yom HaKura to the end of the day. And what we refer to as Aninos is really the din of Misha Mesa Mutalafana, someone who has a karov who is not yet buried. And as we'll see, those halachos end at Kavura. And we'll see there are three primary applications of this din of Misha Mesa Mutalafana. Number one is eating in front of a mace. Number two is the Isser Basar Yai. Number three is the restriction on performance of mitzvah. So just let's begin together in Shulchan Aruch. In Siman Shimam Aleph, the Mechaber writes, Misha Meislo Meis Shehu Chayiv L'Sabel Alav. So if someone has a relative who passes away for whom he is Chayiv in Avelos, one of the Zayin Krovim, Kodem Kvura, prior to Kvura, Ochel B'Bayis Acher. The din is he can't eat in front of the mace. So the Shach points out over here, Sifkat and Beis Kodem Kvura, that so this is the difference between the din of Onen and the Torah and the din of Misha Mesa Mutalafanav. The din of Misha Mesa Mutalafanav, what we refer to in halacha, in practical halacha as an Onen, that din ends at the time of Kura. So the first halacha here is that he's ochel b'vayis acher, he's not allowed to eat in the presence of the mace. Ein l'vayis acher ochel b'vayis chavero, if he doesn't have another house, then he can go to someone else's house. If he doesn't own more property, he can go to a friend's house. If he doesn't have another friend's house to go to, then he just puts up a mechitza to separate between him and the mace. Even if it's a flimsy mechitza, even if it's made out of cloth. As long as he erects it in such a way that it's not going to blow away. And if he can't even make a mechitza, then he turns his face, he turns his head away from the mace and can eat then. What's the reason for this din that he can't be ochel with name mace? So the Tazir Sifkatan Allah quotes from Rashi, that is a kind of loeg larash. The Pitzke Tshuva points out that it's not explicit, but what emerges here between the Taz and the Shach is that there's actually a double point of machlokes. The Taz writes over here that the din only applies to the Krovin themselves. So it's a very specialized kind of loeg larash that the person is obligated to the Osek and Kura and he's not doing so. That's a certain kind of loeg larash, and that then only applies to the krovim themselves and not to other relatives. The Shach says over here in Sifkat and Gimel, quoting from the Prisha and the Bach, that the Isser applies on Shabbos as well. Even though the other lachas of Aninos don't apply on Shabbos, the Isser not being Ochel of Nemes does apply on Shabbos. The Pitzke Shuva points out over here that there's really a double machlokas, the Shach and the Taz over here. The fact that the Shach says that it applies on Shabbos means that it's not only because you're supposed to be Osek in Kura, because you can't be Osek in Kura on Shabbos. The Shach assumes that it applies on Shabbos, and the Shach would assume that it applies to other people as well, not only the Krovim, who have the obligation of being Osek of Itzarach Yameh. So even though it's not explicit, Pitzke Tshuva says he thinks not all the Achronim agree, but he thinks that that's a Machlok to Shach and Matath and two counts. Does it apply to other people with the Yom HaKrovim, and does it apply on Shabbos as well? And the Pesach Yeshiva says they have to be Machmer on this Lalacha like the Shach. Okay, then the Chaber goes on. Vafilu hu bi'ir acheres, even if the person, the onen, is in a different city than the mace, eino mace of ochel, so these halachas still apply, and he's not allowed to have a proper suda, the shach says ala shulchan ala mita, eino mace of ochel, eino ochel basav eino shosayayin. So that's the second din of an onen, Misha based on the fun of that he's Asar the Basar the Yayin. Which again sounds like that's a Tosa point that I'm going to cut, and that's a lot that's not a Velus Allah. A Velus is a Mutter, an Abel's Mutter of Basar Yayin, Lanita and Yayin and Achim of Velim. That's a special Allah that if you're supposed to be Ose Bitsar Fe Hames, Ose Bitsura, then you shouldn't do something to distract yourself, and that's what the Isra Achila Basar and Shisiyas Yayin is based on, and that's a halacha that we have by the Sudim of Sekes of Erev Tisha B'Av, that Tosas equates it, but that's a Mesa Buta Lefanov halacha, not an Avelis halacha. Okay. The Einam Bavarach Birkas HaMotzi, below Birchas HaMazon. So an Onein doesn't say a Moti, doesn't bench. They Mavarkin Alav, Ayim Nazamin Alav. You don't bench, you don't take a brach on his behalf, you don't include him in a Zim. Afilim Ochel Machayim Shemavarkin Alav, Yan Achayim Amen. Even if you eat with other people, you should answer Amen. Upatim Mikal Mitzvos Hamuras Batorah. And he's parted from all mitzvos. Afilim Einu Tzarech Lasser B'Tzarech Hameiz Kigon Shiesh Lo Chayim Sha'oskim B'Shvilah. The Mechaber here writes, even if there are other people who can be Oseik with Sarkemes, so still the halachas of Anin apply, that's based on Yerushalmi. It's not only Mishi Yitzamaso, it's not only need to be Oseik with Sarkemes, but it's a lack of kavod for the mace to be Oseik in living your life as a normal and doing mitzvos during the time. Then Mesa Mutal Lafan. Yesh Omrim Shafilam Yirzal Achman Lasma Lavarka Lanos Amen Achram Lavarkin Eina Rashi. Even if he wants to be Machman himself, he can't be. That's Melchokas Rashi Tosos. This Yesh Omrim, which is how we assume, is like the Bali Tosos, that it's not just that you're not obligated to recite brachas and perform mitzvahs, but you're not allowed to. Okay. The Pesach Yeshuva points out over here in Tzivkat and Dalet, he quotes in the Chamude Daniel near the Onein Alpha Pisha Mutu Lachol Bla Bracha Chayiv and Atilas Yadayim. That an Onein, so he doesn't make bracha, so he eats without bracha, but he still has to wash Atilas Yadayim. Bei B'Mayim Yishonim Bei B'Mayim Achronim. Oni Yastayi Tzorachiyim Bazeh. So the Chamude Daniel assumes that when it comes to Mayim Rishonim, Mayim Achronim, Mayim Achronim is because of Melech Tzomus, there's some Sakana involved, and Mayim Rishonim is because of Sraach Truma, or Mayim in the morning would be because of Ruach Ra. So all those reasons are beyond a mitzvah per se, and those are reasons to perform the Tilos Adayim. Shuvah Isi B'Sefer B'Rika Yosef, Shekasa T'Pshita Leit Onim Nesvai B'Nei Tilos Adayim, because that's Xeris Sraach Truma. So he concludes that here the onen yitol yadav the lo yivarach. You don't say bracha, but you should wash the tilos adayim. Rabbi Willie thinks that nowadays you don't wash the tilos adayim at all. Mayim achronim, there's no melech tzomus anymore, and even mayim rishonim, so sraach truma, that's also mishum mitzvah, and ruach ra, we're not really mikra then concerned about it anymore anyway. So you don't wash the tilos adayim at all. Then the next piece, Keshuvah Tzivkat and Hey, quotes the following Shaila from the Chachmas Adam. An Onein doesn't bench. But let's say he started his meal before he became an Onein, and they're very efficient, so by the time the 72 minutes pass, they already have a mace buried. So now does he have to bench? Because at the time that he started eating, it was mechuyav. We were talking about a regular case. He was already an oni, but he started eating baninus, and then they recover the mace, and now it's time to bench. So the Chachmas Adam says he should bench. Once it's tof, if it's still tof mani go, because the only reason he wasn't benching is in Odi, he's not on anymore, so now he can bench. The Aruch HaShulchan argues and says no, that the Iker Chi of the Birkas HaMazon is based on the time that you ate. So if the time that you ate your Mufka, you're not Mechuyev, then even if Dikra Ames before his Man Iko elapses, you still should bench. Other than you don't bench.
Why is it different than Havdalah? I'm sorry.
Okay, so we'll talk about Havdalah in a few minutes. Havdalah, that's the machlokas rishonim. There are two flavors of the Havdalah question. One is if mace lo mace after Moshe Shabbos starts, and one is if mace lo mace before Moshe Shabbos starts.
Generally, you're chayiv in Havdalah after you bury the mace. So the same thing here. You should be chayiv in benching after you bury the mace. I know it's machlokas, but according to the Aruch HaShulchan, who says not, why is the whole different by Havdalah?
Because the nature of the chayiv Birkas HaMazon may be different than the nature of the chayiv Havdalah. We'll talk about Havdalah in a few minutes. But the Birkas HaMazon specifically, he thinks, is nikva at the time that you eat. If you have a certain window of time which you can bench afterwards, but the chiyuv is nikba at the time that you eat, as opposed to if you would make Havdalah later, that's because the zman is nimshach through Sunday, through Tuesday, so there's a whole window in which the chiyuv Havdalah could be triggered, even if you weren't mechuyev at the time that Moshe Shabbos began, but there still could be a trigger for the chiyuv Havdalah up to midway through the week. Okay, then in the Piskei Shuvah Sifkat and Vav raises the question of an onen during Sfiras Omer. So if the kfu is going to take place in the same day after the Misa, so then you'll be able to count Sfira after the Kfura. But let's say there's a lapse of more than a day before the Kfura. If you're going to miss that day of Sfira, then you're going to lose your count, your ability to continue counting with the Bracha. So the Piskei Shuvah quotes this question for the Noda Behuda. And the Noda Behuda says that he could say the day without a bracha as kind of a placeholder. That's the Mishnah Berurah Paskins in Bernalacha in Tilchus Sfiras Omer as well, that you're not doing it b'toras mitzvah per se, you're doing it b'toras placeholder. That if you're not going to count today, then you won't be able to continue counting with a bracha. So in order to enable that, you're allowed to recite the day, obviously without a bracha. This is Shuvah Sifkat and Zayin quotes from the Chacham Tzvi that the exemption of an onin from mitzvahs not only applies to mitzvahs asay, it doesn't apply to mitzvahs los asay. So an onin doesn't have any patur from a mitzvahs los asay. Along those lines, there might be enough gemina in terms of taniyos. That most taniyos are more together a los asay, regular tanis sibur, you're not allowed to eat. But tanis ester is Rabbi Sachs is fond of talking about maybe a totally different kind of a tanis of simcha. But maybe that's more like an essay than a los asay. And there might be an argument that an onein would be exempt from having to fast on tanis ester. Rabbi Willie Paskin that way in a Maisa Shai a couple years ago. Of a tragic situation of Pira, where the family was going to Eretz Yisrael for the Kura on Tanis Esther, and it would have been a very long Tanis because of the added hours in transit. So in that particular case, Rabbi Willa told them that they didn't have to fast, along these lines that the known in his pater from any essay, and the Tanis Esther may be more than essay as opposed to a low essay. Okay, let's go on to the Mechaber. B'Shabbos v'Yontiv ochel basar v'shos ayayin in Yirtza. So on Shabbos and Yontiv, the regular halachas of aninus don't apply. And if someone wants to have meat and wine, they're allowed to do so. L'mevarech v'chai v'chol ha-mitzvos, plus mi b'tash v'shamit v'shashalot. So an onei non-Shabbos is chai v'mitzvos. L'mutter leilach l'beis ha-knesset v'shabbos, v'yach v'chol eim v'isser, rach mi'ach v'shashal v'spal v'mayas ha-sham. Fine. So in a situation of machshak al tchum, so you're allowed to travel to the end of the tchum when it's still Shabbos, that the minute Shabbos is over, you can run and get out of the tchum as quickly as possible. So if you're going to be traveling to the tchum on Shabbos, so then the halakas of aninus kick in, because then you're ready, O sacred Tzarech HaEmes. Okay. Mechaber writes in Sif Beis, Misha Meis Lo Meis B'Shabbos, Yochal Mosei Shabbos V'Lo Avdala. So if he becomes an Onein on Shabbos, the Aninus doesn't apply in Shabbos, but come Mosei Shabbos, then he doesn't make Avdala, so he's allowed to eat without making Avdala. V'Lo Yispalel, and he doesn't daven because he's an Onein. V'Lo Baboker Kodun Kvura, and he doesn't daven in the morning before Kvura either. After Kvura, if it's still Zman Tvila, then you dive in Shachris. There's no Tashlumin for Marev, because when Marev kicked in, he was already an Onein. So there's only a Chiyuv Tashlumin if you're Mechuyev B'davar during the Ikar Zman Tvila. He wasn't Mechuyev B'davar on Motzei Shabbos, there's no Tashlumin for Marev. Fine. And you make Avdala, that's my focus, the Maram and the Rush. We pass in here like the Maram. So even though you weren't able to make Avdala Mekhti Shabbos, you can make Avdala after Kavura. Okay. Piskei Shuvah says over here in Sifkat and Yud Zayin, Kosem Magen Avraham in Arachayim Ayin Aleph, Dimiyad Kishem Askilin Lahashlech Afar Alameis, Yirkur Vizpalel, that as soon as the Kfura is half done, he should already daven then. Ben Erli, the Kodem Chatzos Vizpalel Shachris, Aval Berkat Zashachar Lo Yomer Kevin Shebashas Kavaso Hayapati. That's the Magen Avraham Lishitaso, that the Zman Chia Birkas HaShachar is only in the morning. So if you are Mechiv in the morning, you don't say Birkas HaShachar the rest of the day. Other Rechonim arguing that. The Mishnah Berurah has an Arichus about that in Arachayim, but that's not our topic for now. That's a bit special when you pass. In Meislo Meis Balayla Kodon Sheh Yispalo Tfilas Arvis. So the case of the Mechaber, the Machlokas, the Rosh and the Maram is where Meis L'Meis and Shabbos. Let's say Meis L'Meis at night, but he didn't have Marv yet. For Agiyah's man of Tfilah, Tzarech Yinim, Yispala, Makar, Baboker, Achar Kura, Gam, Tfilah, Tzarech. So there, arguably, you were Mechuyev and Marv originally, because when the time of the Chiyuv Marv came in, you weren't an Onin yet, and you just became an Onin before you're able to daven. So is that comparable to our case where the Mace died on Shabbos and he wasn't Mechuyev and Marv at all? So the Dagam Rava Paskins here on the side of Shulchan Aruch, that in that case you do say you do daven tashlum and you say to Shemana Esrei for Shachris. Because there you were in Mechuyev at the time that that the Chiyuv said it. Rav Avadya has a discussion that let's say in the case of Maccabi here where you're an Onein on Shabbos, so you know that come up to Shabbos you're not going to be allowed to daven to make Abdallah. So Rav Avadya goes Achronim would suggest that maybe you should daven Maariv early, daven Maariv after Plag. So then you get your Maariv in on Shabbos. You're allowed to, technically speaking, daven after Plag. And that way you avoid being in a situation where, as an Onein, you wouldn't be able to daven. And maybe you make Abdallah B'Tzvila then as well. So Rav Avadya thinks that that's the proper thing to do. And I think many other Achronim disagree. And at least in our circles, in Minhag Olam, it's not that way. That you just wait till Motzei Shabbos, and then if you're able to make Abdallah the next morning or after or whenever that is, you make Abdallah, and you miss Maariv because you're not Mechuyev in Maariv. Okay. The Bechad writes in Sif Gimel. Malcolm Shinogim, Shakasafim, Yuchadim, Hotzi, and Mace, in a place where they have designated people to take care of the Asasame, so we call a Chevra Kadisha. The Lachashin is Asku Akrovim, Bitsarchi Akvura, Yimsru Lahem. And the way the system works is that the Krovim will hand off the Mace to the Chevra Kadisha and go home. The Hem Yikruhu, and the Chevra Kadisha will take care of the Kvura. So once the Krovim give over the mace to the Kasafim and they have no possibility of this askus anymore, then they're mutar and basar v'yayin. That's not considered to be a mace of mutar l'fanav anymore. They have no obligation to be involved in the Kura because they gave it to the Chevra Kadisha. The Chevra Kadisha will handle it and they have no further involvement. Says Rama, Malcolm Shinosin amazed me yearly ear in Malcolm Karufu Havik Ilu Mutta Lafanov, Avalamu Malcolm Rachok, Kigan Mahalash Yamim Mutter Achayavo ear Kurasa. So, along those lines, that if Misrula Kasafim, but the Kura is taking place locally, so then you still have the din of an Onein. If it's going to take place at a distance, then not. Pesach Shuva here quotes in Sefach and Kaf Aleph from the Noad Bihuda. Just give me 1 second. Okay. So the Pesach Shuva quotes from the Noad Bihuda that this din of Nimsa Lekasafim is where the Chevra Kadisha takes over, and the Chevra Kadisha is going to go bring the mace to Makom Rachok, and the One doesn't travel along. So then the Anina stops. But if the Krovim go with the Chevra Kadisha, so then the fact that they give it over to the Chevra Kadisha doesn't make a difference. The din of Masurah L'Kasafim is you're giving it to the Chevra Kadisha and then you're not following them. But if you follow them, even if the Chevra Kadisha is still technically the ones that are doing the actual Kura, but you're still considered to be Osei Pitzarfi Ameis, and the halachas of Aninus still apply.
Is that similar to where the mace is on an airplane and there's nothing really you can do at that time? For those hours, are you still considered Osek Tzarchei Ames?
So part of the question is whether there are two halachas. One of them is Misaru L'Kasafim, and then there's another din of Achzar Aspanim. So that... That din of Achzar Aspanim, if you want to take a look, Just before I answer that, let me just finish with this the Piskei Tshuva. So Piskei Tshuva quoted from that Nod Bihuda, and the Chachmas Adam took issue with this Nod Bihuda, and the Piskei Tshuva says that the Chachmas Adam's objections were unfounded. What the Chachmas Adam writes is that where the minhag was that the kasafim would take the mace away, he writes, "Lo yafa osim ha'onanim shemamtinim lispalel acher kvura, the tekef kishen is pasru mechaber kedisha ba'ad makom kvura, the nothing the color itself chayavin lispalel." The Chachmas Adam indicates that even if you are still involved, once you give it to the chaver kedisha, then you should be no longer an onan. And the Nazi Huda said that no, if you're going to go with them to the Kvura, even if you're not being Osi in the Kvura yourself, that's still considered to be Osi B'tzarfei Kvura. And the Piskei Tshuva sides with the Nazi Huda there over the Chachmas Adam. Right, so back to Meir's question. So the one din over here is what we have of Nisarula Kasafim. And then if you look in Simon Shin Ayin Hey, Shinayin Hei Sif Beis. Shinayin Hei is Me'emasai Maskel Avelis. The Mechaber there writes, Misha Darkin L'Shloach HaMeis Medina Acheres L'Kavro Ve'enam Yodim Masai Yikaver. So you're sending the mace away to be buried in a foreign country, or a different area. You don't know when the burial is going to take place. So Me'ev Shiyachsu Pneya Mililavos Maskel Limno Shiva V'Shloshim. So once you turn your back to the mace, you go back home, so then everything starts. And Shiva starts, and then Shloshim starts. The people that accompanied the mace to the Kvura, so they're going to count their Shiva from the Kvura. And then we have the Din of Gadol Abayis that we're not going to focus on now. So these are two halachos, the two different simanim. One is Misarula Kasafim, one is Hefziru Pneim. So are these halachos the same? Are they different? What's the overlap? That's too complicated to discuss on Tisha B'Av. Rosh Hashanah thinks that they're basically the same. But that you have to figure out what the parameters of each are. But that that was a famous machlokas between the Netziv, or known as machlokas the Netziv and the son of Rafael Shapira, in the case where that's more of the Hafsaras Panim like case, where you find out through a telegram that Nes Lameis, and you have no way of going to the Kvura, and you're not going to be Osi B'Tzarchei Kvura, so when do you start the Avela? So in that case, and it's a thought, that's not like the din of Nafsir Panav or Nisarula Kasafim. Because Nisarula Kasafim is that you started, you had some Isaskas, and then you stopped. Here you never had any Isaskas. Here you weren't part of the picture. You just get a message that there's a mace, and there's going to be a Kvura, and you have no involvement in anything. The Netziv thought that then the Kvura takes place, the Avela starts after the Kvura. And Rafael Shapira wrote a tshuva that the Avela starts right away. If you're not going to be, you have no possibility of Isaskos, then the Avela starts starts away, right away. And that's the same din as the din of Hafsar Respondent. Ramosha assumes that way. Rosh Hashanah says that before the war, the Achrav Poskim was like the Netziv, and after the war, the Achrav Poskim was like Rafael Shapira. It could be, as Rabbi Willie points out and others, that there's less room for machlokas now anyway, because even you're going to get a telephone call that there's a mace in another country, but nowadays you don't have to be proximate in order to be Yosef Bitzarche mace. You can still have involvement or be consulted, even if you're not there. So so the contention that that's considered to be outside of Panim, most situations may not apply anymore because Lamais, even if you're not there in person, you could have some role in this aspis. But that would be the din of Al-Saras Fund, and if you're, let's say, Mace is going to Eretz Yisrael, so you go to the airport, and you're not accompanying the mace to the Kruin Eretz Yisrael, and then you turn away. So if there's no more hisaskus, then the shiva could begin then.
I think he was asking more on the plane when the person, what does he do with mitzvos?
That's a different issue. So that Rav Avadya writes that when you're on the plane, you're not an onen. When you're on the plane, you can't do anything because you're on the plane. The mace is in the cargo, you're on the plane. The Rav Avadya thinks that you mechuyev and mitzvos when you're on the plane. That's a little bit of a funny situation that as soon as you get on the plane, you're no longer an onen. And then when you get off the plane, you're an onen again. So again, nowadays it could be now that you can make phone calls on planes, that may not apply either anymore, because you have the possibility of making a phone call to the Chaver Kadisha in the Makom HaKvura to discuss some detail of the Kvura. So you know, when Rav Avadya wrote this 20 years ago, whatever, even 10 years ago, that wasn't really there was no possibility of this askus when you're on the plane. Now it could be that there is a possibility of hisaskus on the plane, so maybe even Rav Avadya would say you're still an onen on the plane.
Why is the plane so unique? I mean, in any situation, there's going to be minutes and hours where you're waiting for other things to be taken care of.
In any situation, you have the possibility of getting involved on a moment's notice. If you're on a plane, you're incommunicado. No one can reach you. You can't reach anyone. You're in a bubble. There's no way. Again, so nowadays that may not be true anymore, but 10 years ago when it was true, if you had no possibility of communicating, then maybe that changes the status.
I don't know if you're going to talk about it, but as long as we're talking about airplanes, I was very involved with the Shaila of Aninus and going on an airplane. The question is of bracha. Do you say the bracha of going when you fly, because of the sakana issue, there's a mafortion that hold that it's similar to the one, maybe exception, like you wash your hands. That's for a different reason, but you wash your hands before you bench, where an onen is chayiv in that. And since generally they're pater from all mitzvahs, but when it comes to sakana, you're perhaps not. And therefore, an onen on an airplane should say the bracha, and there's an opinion that says not.
You're talking about Tefillas HaDerech?
Tefillas HaDerech, yes.
Yes, that's like what Shlomo Zalman writes in the Mincha Shlomo for Kriya Shema Lamita and Amapio, that I don't think anyone would say you're Mechuyev, but it's Mutter. Shlomo Zalman says, because that's Mishum Shmira, it's Mutter to say Kriya Shema Lamita, it's Mutter to say Amapio. Rav Avadya's Makel that way as well, that there's what to rely on to say Kriya Shema Lamita. So of course when they say that, it would probably be along those lines.
I guess you have to have in mind when you say Kriya Shema Lamita that you're not being yelled to the mitzvah of Kriya Shema?
I don't know. I think Rabbi Willie would probably say not to say Kriya Shema Lamita either, because it all... but if you say... Shlomo Zalman says you can. So if you're saying a B'Torah Shmira, you're not. You're saying a B'Torah Shmira.
So you can get a mitzvah also.
Okay. Right. Rav Avadya, by the way, also says, I think this is Lishito, so. That just like he said that you're not an onen on a plane, he also says, so let's say you come to shul, an onen, you just said an onen on Shabbos is allowed to daven. So let's say the onen comes to shul for mincha, erev Shabbos, 10 minutes before shkia. So the common practice is that an onen doesn't daven mincha and erev Shabbos before shkia. But Rav Avadya writes, that no, there's no more possibility of this askus anymore. You're not going to do anything in the 10 minutes before Shabbos. Why don't you come to shul 10 minutes before Shkia? So that's already part of the extension of Shabbos. And then an onen kedavin kedavin min for them. I don't think that's widely accepted.
What's at stake? Is he saying Did we say already that if Onin makes a bracha, it's a safek bracha, like taking Hashem's name in vain, or not? It's not really, the stakes aren't really that high.
We didn't discuss that. That's not really a Tisha B'Av topic.
Right, understood.
The guy that goes to Bidcha 10 minutes before Shkia, so somebody could call him on the cell phone or call somebody else who has a cell
phone. Have it. No one has a cell phone. No one brings their phones to Shul on Shabbos.
But let's assuming that there's somebody, either he or somebody else, or somebody, the neighbor, could run over and talk to him.
Okay, I think it's a chiddush. I don't think most poskim agree with Rav Avadya. Okay. Sif Dalid. Nisha Beis Mitzvisa V'lonita L'Kfura. So someone dies in captivity, and you're not allowed to bury him. But we read this morning the kin of the Maram. Lo chala lekrovim aninus. So there's no din aninus. The gamma velus lo chala leim kevin shalim is yashiv milakavra. There's no din of aninus because there's no possibility of visaskus. There's no din of velus because lo nis yashiv milakavra. The chaydim kovri ameis betvisa. In Krovi and Mesmetis, if the relatives are in jail, ain't on Nina Skalalayim because there's no possibility of Saskas either. The Chemisha Narag, the Derech, Ogarasa Chaya, Shatvanar, Glenis Yashim, Lakovro, Eno, Krovi, and Lodin, and Nina, Dina Velus, Umana, Lashiva, Vishloshim, Yom, Shinis Yashim, Lakovro. Okay. This is relevant to World Trade Center and other related situations. Tipe. Kozman, Shalom Nikbar, Hameis, Oina, Cholates, Min of the Sandal. The Mechaber writes that as long as the Kura hasn't taken place yet, you keep your shoes on. The Eina Chayabativa Sarosh, Shukriya Samita, Aval Asir Leshe Velishan Agabimita, Afilu Kfuya. There's no din of taking your shoes off prior to Kura. Says the Rama, Bakosha Kinch Asabitasha Shamita. Yesh omrim the aser berachitza v'sicha v'simcha v'sheila shalom v'titzbares u'bimalacha avamutu latzeis v'pesach besa. So you're not allowed to wash simcha sheila shalom titzbares or malacha even during aninus. So this is machlokas the Rambam. The Ramah clearly passing like the Ramban. That there are nihugi avelus that are noheg during aninus, and the standard is what is going to interfere with hisaskus. So if you don't wash yourself, you don't get a haircut, that's not going to interfere with your ability to be osei pitzarach emes. But if you're not going to wear shoes and you have to run around barefoot, that is going to interfere with your ability to be properly osei pitzarach emes. The question is whether the Mechaber argues, is the Mechaber passing like the Rambam, that there are no Nihugi Avelos during Aninus at all? Or is the Ramah coming to be Mefaresh, the Mechaber? So that's the Machlokes Achronim. But the Ramah at least is clear that in principle, Nihugi Avelos are Noheg during Aninus. It's just that the things that will interfere with your ability to be Elsi Betzarach Emes are not Noheg. That's why Rav Schechter points out, and Rabbi Willig as well, that nowadays that we have canvas sneakers, so there's no reason that an onein shouldn't be noheg the isser of nila sandal, because if you wear canvas sneakers, that's not going to interfere with your ability to be osei pitzarach emes. So the common traditional practice previously was that the onein wears shoes and takes the shoes off after the kura. But if you have the ability to wear a non-leather supplement that's not going to interfere with your ability to be osei pitzarach emes, and according to the Ramah, it sounds like nihugi avelos are noheg in any way that they're not interfering with tzarach emes.
Is that a chiddush of Rav Shechter or Willig, or is that widely accepted practice?
I think it's a chiddush, but it seems to make a lot of sense.
But do you know that it's widely accepted amongst all, you know?
I don't believe that it's widely accepted. I don't think that the other svarim talk about it.
But the general practice is to put on the
general practice is still to wear shoes to the kvura and then take off the shoes. But when I my mother, Lev Shalom, passed away, I wore canvas sneakers right away and wore that to the kvura. But yeah, I think that is a sensible kiddush, but I don't think I've seen that quote in the other contemporary kiddush farm. You see him in a bias also. The Rama says over here, Aval Mutu Lot says Mipesach Beso. So presumably that's because you have to be Yotze Mipesach Beso in order to be Osek Bitzorach Emes. So in the kiddush farm, they discuss that. That's some say that once you say that, there's a low plug, and others say that, no, you shouldn't leave the house if it's not with Sarah Kames. The same thing with Yeshiva Al-Gabe Karka. So in Makabre, it sounds like you're supposed to sit Al-Gabe Karka. But that's not so much the minhag for aninus either. I mean, it's not the minhag is to be mekel. So that's what the Divrei Sofim says, that the minhag is to be mekel. Bavi Shulchan says you should be machmir. The Shafter wasn't sure why the minhag is to be mekel on Yeshiva Al-Gabe Karka for an oneg. Okay. So let's skip now to Shinai and Fess, which is the din of Suda Sabra. So the Gemara tells us in Vayikad and Kavzayin that Avel Yom Rishon Asur lachol lachem mishalon. Avel on Yom Rishon is asur to eat his own lachem. So Machlokes Rishonim, what does Yom Rishon mean? What does asur mean and what does lachem mean? Other than that, everything's muskam. But three topics of disagreement. Avel Yom Rishon, what's Yom Rishon? Asur, what does asur mean? And lachem is lachem dach. Is lachem lachem dach, or applies to other foods as well. The Tosus holds that Yom Rishon means any meal you have during that day. Any meal you have the first day, you can't eat from your own food. And the Rush says that it's the Afka of the Suda Rishona. So the Mechaber writes here, Avel Asur Lachol Mishalo the Suda Rishona. So we paskin like the Rush, that the Isser and the Din of Suda Sabra only applies to the first meal. Aval v'shnei amutter, but once the first meal is complete, you're allowed to eat mishalo after that. U'mitzvah al-shcheinav she'achiluhu mishalahem, k'dei she'lo yochal mishalo. That's the mitzvah on the relatives to feed him so that he won't come to eat his own food. V'yochal echa l'hachil as-chaveh b'mei evlo v'hu yafzer gamkein. They could have a deal to return the favor. As long as that's not an explicit deny. So the Taz writes over here, Asula Chol Mishalo Nira De Imlo Shalkulo Oshehu Yechidi Beir Ein Chayu Lesaras. So it's not an absolute iser that you can't eat your own food. Akadei Kach, that if you don't have someone to feed you, you have to starve. That the flip is that the neighbor should feed him. It's a miyusa lechora ela kavana the ikar mitzvah shkeinim shleyukimu shi'sarach lachol mishalo. That it's not a formal iser that you can't eat your own food, but there's a preference that you don't eat your own food, so the neighbors should feed him. I'm sorry.
What's the nature of the din?
So, according to just one second, the Rush writes in the name of the Yerushalmi that the neighbors should feed him, And if you eat from your own food, tavo me'eras. That's the basis of this taz, that it's not an iser per se, it's that we, the preference is that people should feed him. Why is that so? So the Torah has a lashon of menachem in tchila. It sounds like that it's a part of nichum, that part of the process of nichum avelim is that other people should feed him the first meal. That's a form of nechama. Beis Yosef quotes in Beni Ruchem a different reason that we're worried he may come to damage himself. That is, he's so anguished at the loss that if you're not going to feed him, then he may not eat. He may harm himself by not taking care of himself. Right, so Rabbi Willie pointed out that it could be that those two reasons, the machlokas we started with, whether it only applies to the first meal or the entire day, maybe tell you on these reasons. That if it's a matter of hezek, we're worried he's not going to take care of himself, so maybe that only applies to the first suda. If it's a form of nichum, then maybe it applies the whole day, not necessarily bechreach. Fine. Okay, in Tzitzbeis it says that the women should be ma'aver the women, the men should be ma'aver the men. Sif Gimel, if he doesn't want to eat the first day, so then there's no din of a suda sevra the second day. Okay, let's skip the Simon Shinayin test. Din Berakas Hamazon Vesa Avel. Kishem Avarkin Berakas Hamazon Vesa Avel, Omer Bracha Revias Kenusa Zu. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Hakel Avinu Malkeinu Bereinu Galeinu Kedoshenu Kedosh Yaakov Amelech Achai Atov Ameitiv Kel Emes Dayin Emes Chofi B'tzadeh Lokech Nefashis B'mishpat Shalom B'lomo B'chule. So there's a special nusach for the first bracha, the Beis Avel. The Beis Yesh Mosifin B'bracha Shlishis Nachem Hashem Elokeinu Esaveli Yerushalayim Esaveli Esavim B'avel Hazeh B'chule Baruch Atah Hashem Menachem Sion the Binyan Yerushalayim. Sif Gimel Yesh Omrim Beberka Zimu Nevarech Menachem Avelim Shachalnu Mishalo. So there's a special nusach of Berka Samazon the Beis HaAvel and potentially a special nusach for the Zima. How many people have ever heard this nusach recited? So the Ber Hagola writes over here, Mashalo Re'isi Noagin Lahosif Berkas Avelin Bebracha Revias, Nirlin Yestaiti, Shesamcho Adirbe Atosvos Ksubas Dafei, Shalchichu Sham De Berkas Avelin Eina Alabasara. Kasachu is Maram. So there is a day in Rishonim that all these halachas only apply if you have a Zeman Basara. How often do you have a Zeman Basara in a Beis Avel? Not so often. So that is the justification for what is reported here as this not being the minute. Aruch HaShulchan doesn't like this. He says it's true. There is such a day in the Bali Tosas, but it's a Das Yachid. We don't assume the way. There's no reason not to recite Berachas Avelim, the base Avel. In the standard article sitter, I believe it says that the minig is not to recite Birka Savelim, and they don't include the nusach. Rav Schechter thinks that it's more correct to recite Birka Savelim, and for that reason, in the new RCA sitter, which is no longer article. They included Berachas Avelim in the sitter. But I think it is accurate to say that the prevalent minagolim is like the minagolim referred to in the Baragola, not to recite Berachas Avelim in Berachas Amazon, with the justification that we assume like that position in the Bali Tosas that it's only recited Basara. Okay. Simon Shimpei, Dvarim Sha'avil Aser Behem, so it's called that because that's really the Hakdamah to the next 20 Simonim. The Simon is really about Malacha, but the first Sif is just the Hakdamah. The Mechaber writes in Sif Aleph, Eilu Dvarim Sha'avil Aser Behem, the Malacha, Berchitza, Vesicha, Nila Sasandal, Tasha Shamita, the Aser Likrath Betara, the Aser Beshela Shalom, the Kvisa, the Chayabati Vesarosh, the Samita, Kol Shiva. Okay, so that's the next 20 siman. Sif Beis is the topic of Simon Shinpei, Malacha. Malacha Ketzad, Kol Gimel Yamim Harishonim, Aser B'Malacha. Then Avel doesn't perform Malacha the first 3 days. Filu Ani Am Misparnes Minetzdaka, can't do Malacha. So, if he's an ani and he needs it for parnasa, then he can do malacha quietly, privately. That it's inappropriate if someone is in such dire financial straits that he has to work during Shiva, that's not right that the neighbors should let that go on. They should provide at least what he'd make if you were to do work during ship.
Does that just mean going to work and doing actual physical work? You know, nowadays most people just respond to emails or speak on the phone briefly. Is that the type of work that's also during Avela?
So before I answer that, let's just read the last comment in the Ramah letters here. Kedera shemutu lichto b'cholam oed, kach mutu lichto b'mei evlo. So whatever dispensations exist for writing during Chol HaMoed exist for an Avel as well. That's my question. Okay. So the pashtus at first glance is that if we're talking about an Isser Malacha, we're talking about Malacha like Lamed Tes Malachos. That's the impression you get from the Yerushalmi that talks about Masa Matan. But as we just saw in the Ramah, there are comparisons to Chol HaMoed. And not all the kulas that exist in Chol HaMoed exist by an Avel. But you do have that Lashon L'Mordechai in Moed Katan that Yimei Evlo is like Chol HaMoed. So anything which is litzorech ochel nefesh, so to speak, that definitely would be mutter for an avel. He could cook if he needs to cook. Trumas Hadeshen in Reish Peites talks about a woman that worked as a domestic, and she became she was an avelus. So the Trumas Hadeshen there writes that things like kibud habayis, sweeping the floor and washing the dishes and making the beds, so that's not considered to be an iser malacha for an avel. And he seems to assume that that's true for afiyah and bishul as well. You know, things that are the types of malacha that you would normally do as a matter of course, or that would be mutter on Chol HaMoed, may be mutter for an avel. So as far as the Ramah's comment over here that equates ksiva, Aksiva and Chol HaMoed Aksiva for an Avel. So Badr Shulchan points out, it doesn't mean that every situation in which there's a Heter and Chol HaMoed is a Heter for an Avel. That Chol HaMoed, for example, there's a Heter of Tzorchei Rabin. So there's no parallel Heter of Tzorchei Rabin per se for an Avel. Chol HaMoed, you might be able to write in Yigar Shlomim, that doesn't apply for an Avel. But what it means is that in situations where there is overlap, let's say for a Davar Avod, or some kind of Zoref, so the ofen in which you would be kosev and Chol HaMoed for Davar Avod, if you're going to write with the Shinoi, so maybe that's relevant to Chol HaMoed as well, to an Avod as well. Although Davar Avod may be a blanket heter for an Avod. That's in Sif Hei. Asu lasus malacha de acherim, alam kena Davar Avod. She Davar Avod mutter la Avod lasus ay de acherim. So there may be situations where the Isser ben Avil is more expanse, is more Kal than for Chol HaMoed, which Chol HaMoed, the operating factor often is Tircha, and that's not necessarily the operating factor for an Avil. But that which involves Tircha, and would be a Maisa Uman, which are Chol HaMoed terms, that would be Aser on Chol HaMoed, if it's a Dover Avil, it would be Mutter for an Avil, even if it involves Tircha, and even if it's a Maisa Uman. And the Ramah says, V'yishomer, dim lo yuchal asas aydeh cheirin v'davar avud, murtu lasas avu v'atzma. V'achar shalashi yam, v'yishonu yesh lahaka, v'filu tok yimel, v'hasem ruba. So, if it's a davar avud situation, there's more room to be made after the first 3 days. Better to do aydeh cheirin, but if it has to be done aydeh atzmo, then that would be murtu as well. Tiske shuva here in Sifkat and Aleph, goes to the Chamudi Daniel, davar avid afilu la'acher mutar avil asos. So standard davar avid means it's a davar avid for you, that there's going to be hesed ruv if the avil doesn't do malacha. Let's say it's a davar avid for someone else. L'fikach mutar rofei leilach b'sof shiva. So you're a doctor, you're on call, you have to see patients. So that's not your davar avid, but it's a davar avid for the patient. That's what the this is Shuvah the Shvus Yaakov. Where Shvus Yaakov writes that when it comes to a doctor, even if there are other doctors that potentially could cover your shift, or there may be situations in which an onen with a doctor should see its patients anyway, because lo mikol adam zochel es rapei. That there may be a certain connection between this doctor and his patient. And even though someone else could cover, it wouldn't be the same quality of care, wouldn't be the same relationship. So maybe there could be situations where it would be appropriate for the doctor to see a patient when necessary, even during Shiva. The Pesach Shiva continues, Mshala chola gadol le'echa sheyavo elav u'avel mutar leilech. That if the person's really sick and he wants a specific person to come to him to help, that person's an avel, he's allowed to come. So what the Shvus Yaakov there discusses is the notion of Rabbim Tzrichim Lo, that just as we'll see in the context of Talmud Torah, there's an Isser Talmud Torah, but if you have to pass in a Shaila and no one else is capable of passing the Shaila, you're allowed to do that, or maybe even to teach Torah under certain circumstances. If you're the only one capable of doing that, Rabban Tzrichim Lo. The Rabban Tzrichim Lo may apply to certain professions also. A doctor could be Rabban Tzrichim Lo, or a shochet could be Rabban Tzrichim Lo. That's what Rabbi Akiva Eiger here has. I think it's here. Vegas Summer talks about the Shochet as being Rabban Tzrichim Lo. I don't see it right now. I think the Chachmas Adam has this, that if you're the only Shochet in town, so then that may be Rabban Tzrichim Lo also. It's not your Dover Avud, you don't need the meat, but the people in town need the meat. And if you're not going to Shef, then no one else is going to Shef. That may be mutter for an avil to shofet to shef under those circumstances. Okay. If we skip Sif Gimel. Kishem shu aser basiyas malacha kachu aser lisa velite miskara the lelech medina medina miskara. So just as you're not to do malacha, you're also not allowed to engage in commerce or to travel for purposes of commerce. The independent of the malachas involved, there may be a separate isser of masa umata. the Piskei Shuv in Sifkat and Dalit quotes Chasam Sofer that the practice in the city of the Shoel was that an Onain would sell his store before he became an Avel. So he's an Onain, so he knows that once he becomes an Avel, the Yasser B'Masa Matan. They would sell a store so that the store could remain open during Shiva. So, as a Leibniz Kuss, he says that maybe it's impossible for them not to engage in business for that whole week. So this is better than the alternative. So if you don't allow this, they're just going to be open business as usual. Then maybe this is better. So it's not a proper practice, but not the end of the world. Okay.
David, I think you have to repeat your question. It wasn't clear.
So what, if he sells the store, he can then go into the store? He can go into the store if he sells the store? I don't understand. Like, what's the benefit?
The benefit is that it's operating under other auspices. Meaning, if it's his store, then you can't engage in commerce. So even if you're not going to be in the store, but your workers are working, they're working for you. So you have to close your store during Shiva.
You're saying workers cannot work for you even though you're not there?
Right. If you have to, if you own a business, you have to close the business during Shiva because you're profiting from the business if it's open. Yeah. But the kunz over here was that they would close sell the store ahead of time so that the store could be open and continue business even when the proprietor was in ship. Okay, so let's skip to Simon Shin Pei Aleph.
Let me just ask, isn't that Dover HaAved? If he's going to get customers that come in, let's say he has a restaurant, and then they close the store, that's not Dover HaAved?
Dover HaAved means that you're losing from your capital, not that you're not making profit. Meaning, it could be, if you close your business for a week, you're not going to lose money, you just won't make money. That's not called Dover HaAved. Dover HaAved is if you have capital and you're losing from that capital. Okay, so let's skip now to Shin Pei Aleph. Most of the rest of the details of Malacha Masa Matan aren't so exciting. Although I guess we're not looking for excitement on Tisha B'Av. Simon Shin Pei Aleph. Rechitza Ketzad. Aser Lirchos Kol Gufo Afilu Bitzonein. An avel can't wash his whole body even with cold water. Aval panav yada viragla bechamin aser b'tzonin mutter. But just panav yada viragla is aser with hot water mutter with cold water. V'imei amaluchlach b'tit b'tzowa rochitz kedarko v'ein achoshesh. If he's dirty, so then you could wash normally. So the lashon of the Gemara in Tanis on Daf Yud Gimel is im la'aver es hazuam amutter. That if you're washing to remove zuama, to remove sweat, to remove dirt, that is mutter. The lashon of rochis kedarka v'nechoshesh, that lashon we find in Yuma in the Yom Kippur context, that if someone is meluchlach b'tit b'tzoa, Yerochitz Kedarka. So the Mechaber here, it's based on Ramban, but he seems to be, the Ramban did it. So it's at first glance conflating two Gemaras, because the Gemara in the Gemara Yuma has this lashon of Meluchlach B'Tid B'Tzoa, Yerochitz Kedarka. The Gemara in Tanis about Avela says that if it's La'avir, it's Azua Mamut. So if I understood that these are two formulations of the same idea, that removing dirt or sweat, and if you're dirty, those are, that's the same thing, and it's mutter to wash normally under those circumstances. As the Mishnah Berurah explained to the Chassidish above, the reason for the Hatur Bnei Azuma is that that's not considered to be a Rechitza Shel Tanuk, based on Yerushalmi, that the only Isser Rechitza on Tisha B'Av and for an Avel is Shel Tanuk. If it's not Shel Tanuk, then it's Mutter. So if it's Avir, it's Azuma. If it's because you're Meluchla, if it's Oa, that's going to be Mutter. The Pesach Shuvah quotes in Sifkat and Aleph from the Teferes of Moshe, Gam b'poshrin aser kol shenes tamim eitzah la'or, mishum lo pluk, that even if it's lukewarm water, it's aser. Because anyway, you never wash in boiling hot water. So the din of poshrin is the same as chamim. The only heter is bitzonein mamish for panav yada v'raqwa. So that the contemporaries are in discuss is kind of yada viragla dafka. What about other other limbs? Can you wash a small part of your body bitzonein? And there's some discussion nowadays: is it really hetzer to wash ragla bitzonein now that we don't walk around barefoot so much anymore? So that's discussed in the contemporary poskim. Okay. Now, the pashas probably is that the heter of, even though it says relchitz kedarko v'enekoshesh, it doesn't mean that you can use hot water. It's if you can remove the tit mitzoa with cold water, then you remove it with cold water. So rochets kedarko is not akadei kach to use hot water if you can use cold water. That's a Rabbi Karp paskins. Rosh Hashanah said that. Okay. Now we'll come back to the Ramah here, but just skip to Sif Gimel, then we're going to go back. Mechaber writes, Yoledes Avela Shetzvicha Lirchot Mutter, V'cheiman De'isle Irgubia Bereshe. If he has some medical condition in his head, Mutter Lachot Rosho V'cham, he could shampoo or wash his hair with hot water. An istinus, someone who is more than the norm of extra finicky, is allowed to wash kol gufo. He can't just claim the mantle of an istinus. He has to act like an istinus normally. So that's the situation where an istinus is mutter. So that's also a discussion, what's the difference between the din of istinus and the din of meluchlach or zuama? Okay. just one ha'ara. On Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur, we have the din of being rokei ta'kishrei esbosa. And we wash in Tios Yadayim on Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur, we only wash kishrei esbosa. That may not be true for an avel. It could be an avel, it washes normally, because there the din is that mixas gufo bitzonein is mutter. So in that sense, it's more kal than Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur, right? There's no heter of mixas gufo bitzonein on Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur. So the pashas is that there's no restriction on how you wash Netilas Yadayim as an avel. Avel Tok Shiva would wash Netilas Yadayim normally. By the way, there's a Rabbeinu Manoach on the Rambam that assumes that for Netilas Yadayim on Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur, you also wash normally. It's our practice to wash at Kishrei Esbosav. That's based on a Rabbeinu Yuchim that the Beis Yosef quotes. That's what we assume halacha, but there is the Rabbeinu Manoach who indicates that Netilas Yadayim is like Tit B'Tzoa. But then you wash normally, rotates Kedarko there as well. Okay, so the Rama in Sif Aleph adds, the Kol Zemi Dina Eino Asir Rak Shiva. So the Isra Chitza Neikar Adin only applies during Shiva. Aval Acher Kach Mutar Ruchitza, and after Shiva there are no restrictions. That's Midina. Ela Shenagu Ainu Lasser Kol Ruchitza Kol Amayom. But the Minag is to Asir Ruchitza Kol Shlosha. Afilu Lachu For Rosh Asir. So there is a mina kodem to be knowing avelus, to be knowing the Isra during shloshim. Says the shach. Let's see the task first. War zeruah nasan tam lemina. Why? The chashin and dilma asa lemisrak reishay. The asir called shloshim. You're going to comb your hair. If we let you wash yourself, you're going to comb. Then kainly be done. The shari lisrak rosho. If the reason is combing, so our minig is that we allow combing during shloshim, there wouldn't be a reason to ask for chitza. Our shal nothin tam because it's tisforis. Because it used to be, you go to the bathhouse, you'd get a haircut, and you'd wash yourself. So we're worried that if you allow washing, you're going to end up getting a haircut too. So that also wouldn't apply nowadays. And the Shach writes, Kol rechitza kol shloshim devadai rechitza bitzonein lucky su aklam. The minag of asking rechitza during shloshim only applies to chamin, doesn't apply to tzonet at all, even b'chol gufa. There's a third reason for the Taz quoted two reasons for the minag of rechitza kol shloshim, both of which don't necessarily apply anymore. And the Marel is the third reason, which is Mishum Kibbutz, that if we allow you to wash yourself, you'll end up washing your clothing. And that is still Asur Mishum Minhaga during Shloshim. So the Kisvasvar, and they all assume that the Isur Rechitza Tov Shloshim applies nowadays. But Rosh Hashanah quotes from the Rav, from Moshe Soloveitchik, that we're not machmir nowadays, Tov Shloshim. And Rabbi Willie pointed out that if you look at all the reasons in, that we just quoted, none of them seem to apply nowadays. But in the Kisvasvarim, it sounds like the official Minhag Olam is still to be machmir on the Isur Rechitza Tov Shloshim. Again, the Shach says that the Isur Rechitza Tov Shloshim only applies b'chamin, doesn't apply b'tzonein. If you have the dog and revolver, machmir, and they assume that no, the heter is only pani yad v'raglav, but kol gufa is going to be aser even bitzonein kol shloshim. Yarach hashulchan is making like the shach, and it sounds like the minhag on that is to be mako. Rabbi Felder quotes the Ramosha was mako pani yad v'raglav b'poshrin during shloshim. So if for those that are machmir and what seems to be the more prevalent in a golem to be machmir on gofitza tov shloshim, but we're sounds like most are makel on cold water, and the standards for istinus may be relaxed for that situation as well. Okay, what about the iser sicha? So that's a phase. Sicha keitzad asir lasach afilu kol shehu emechavin letanuk. So a sicha letanig is aser, al imu lahavir zua mamuter. Beitzar chlomer mishem refuah kigon sheyesh achatatim barasha. So if you're applying sicha either for zuma or for refuah purposes, that's going to be mutter. The question is whether Lahavir Sazuma is mutter for Tisha B'Av too. So the Beralacha in Hilchos Tisha B'Av paskins that Lahavir Zuma is mutter, just like it's mutter B'Avelis. But he quotes some Achronim that argue. Sata Machlokas among contemporary poskim, are you allowed to use deodorant on Tisha B'Av? Mishabura quotes from Rishon Zalman and Ramosha that they were Mako, that Rav Yoshi was Machmir. Rabbi Willig is machmir on this, so that's it's explicit that for an avel, lahavir is zuz moz mutter, but that's machlokas whether that's true for Tisha B'Av as well. Okay. Siftal in Misha Takfu Avelov Shiro Shne Avelov Zafarza Mutulirkos Kalgufa Bitsone. So if the double whammy and you're here with the second Avelov before you added the first, so then you could be Rofeth Kalgufa Bitsone. Anida doesn't go to the mikvah during Shiva. Sifav. Isha lo techachol lo tefarket bimei evlo. The women should not put on rouge or makeup during Shiva. Shakol Elu Asurim Kirchitza. That's Asur just like Rechitza. Ashes Ish Ein Asur Elatov Shiva. Aval Acher Shiva Mutares Bakol Kadeshul Tiskan al Baila. Kala Shira Avatov Shoshim Yam Kupas Mutares Kashir Filo Tokim Zayin. So if she's a marriageable age and single, she's allowed to apply makeup. Fine. Because she's not holding by shidduch. Some discussion on contemporary poskim. What about jewelry? Is that comparable to kichol upirkos? Tit Eliezer has a tshuva. That should be the same. So any woman who's of marriageable age would be allowed to wear jewelry. Rav Avadia says nowadays that's about the age of 16 or 17. So it depends on what circles you travel in. Tzitzel Yezer says it's whenever the girl thinks that she's she is holding by Shidduchim. Rabbi Willig has a piece in which he argues that there's no issur of jewelry at all. And the Lashon of Tachshit and the Avodah Mordechai doesn't really mean jewelry. Rav Schachter thinks that you should not wear jewelry during Shiva. Okay. Shin Pei Bei is Isser Ne'ilas HaSandal. Asher Ne'ilas HaSandal Dafka Shel Or, Val Ben Palya Shel Beged, Shel Gemi, Shel Seyar, Shel Eitz Mutter, Shein Minel El Shel Or, Bima Shel Eitz Mechufa Or Asher. So, if it's other material, cloth, rubber, hair, wood, that's not considered to be a minnow. So all the whole discussion of Tana Gua Minnow, which is relevant for Yom Kippur, the Shita Sarambam, does not apply to Nahal. It may not apply to Tisha B'Av either, but definitely doesn't apply to definitely does not apply to Nahal. Okay, pregnant woman or a postpartum woman for 90 days can wear shoes. Bakum Sakani can wear shoes. Fine. Shin Pei Gimel Ava Iser Tashri Shemita Lavel. Aval Aser Tashri Shemita Aval Bashar Devar Korvam Luter. Afilu B'Mizika Sakos V'tzah Shemita V'rachas V'panav Yad Raglav. Bema V'ilasi Deva V'ilasi Da. The Mechaber says that other achakos do not apply. Ibu Phoenicia, Yesh Lahachner. Mutaris Achel, Imo, Bakara, but Alicia and Mahu, Bigel, Bagdaha, Mio, Bisham Lechlech, Armin Lin Zira, Yesh Lahachner, Stoishan, Imo, Bamita Pal. So the other achakos, Mikaradin, are Mutter. Okay. Shin Pei Dalit. Avel aser b'talmud Torah. The avel kol shiva yamim aser likras b'Torah nevi'im b'ksuvim mishnah gemara halachas v'yagadas. The im rabim svichim lo l'slami mutter. V'vash lo yamim torgaman el yomer l'acher v'acher l'torgaman v'torgaman yashvi l'rabim. So there's an iser talmud Torah kol shiva. Im rabim svichim lo, then there are heterim. Rama, Yachal Lisak Isser Veheter Liachid Hashoel Oso, and then Acher Elohu Vitzvichan Lov. He's the only posik in town. He could paskin, but you can't give Shir. Okay. Again, anyone should feel free to leave at any time. I'm not holding anyone. I'm happy to continue forever once, but no one should feel any obligation to stay. Okay. So this is the Isser Talmud Torah. In Sifdal, the Mechaber writes, "Avel muter likras be'io the bekinos b'dvar maran shiva yirmiya b'hilchas avelus." So you're allowed to learn dvar maran. So this was a machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam b'tzirusa, Rabbeinu Tam, and he was young, thought that there's no heter dvar maran. After dvar maran is only antishabav. Reason for the isra avelus antishabav is because pekudei Hashem Hashem samchei leiv. That Torah makes us happy, and we can't have Simcha and Tisha B'Av. So there's a din of Dvar Marayim. So if you're going to learn sad topics, that doesn't make you happy. That's why it's Mutter on Tisha B'Av. And Mikra din, maybe even a sugya that you're not holding it. Maybe that would be Makom Sheino Ragel. But on Avelus, when it comes to an Avel, there may be another aspect. Hanuk Dom, that the Gemara says the source for the Issa Tama Torah and Avel, it's a Pasuk in the Paschal Hanuk Dom, be silent. But not just Pekudei Hashem Hashem Sam Chelev, but there's a certain silence that's required of an Avel, and that would preclude even learning Dvar Haran. So that Rabbeinu Tam Bitsi Russo held, that there's no heter of Dharm Harayim. And Rabbeinu Tam Zeknuso, when he got older, he changed his mind, and he held that it is mutter, that presumably the thrust of the Yisr is still Simcha, and not just Hanuk Dom. Right, the Rambam also doesn't quote the heter of Dvar Marayim in Hilchas Avel, only in Hilchas Tisha B'Av. It sounds like Lalacha, we assume, like Rabbeinu Tam b'Ziknuso, that the Iker reason for the Yisr of Tam Torf and Avel is Simcha, and therefore there's a heter of Dvar Marayim. That's what the Shach quotes here in Sifkat and Aleph, the reason of Simcha. Okay. But it could be, as some point out, that there's another element also of Shelo Yasif Daitam and Avelis. That there's certain ihugim that are reflective of not having a hesef das from Avelis. So we find that most strikingly in the commentary Rashi, when it comes to Shavu Shachalba, the Isser of Kibbutz during Shavu Shachalba, Rashi writes, that why are you not allowed to do laundry during Shavu Shachalba? Our minig is the 9 days, the Iker din is Shavu Shachalba. Shelo yasif daitam and Avelis. That the whole mindset, not just on Tisha B'Av, but whole Shavu Shachalba, has to be focusing on Avelis. And if you do laundry, that's going to distract you. So that's what in the Chidush Eran, he has that an Avel who is a doctor is not allowed to read Sifrei Refuah when he's in Avelis during Shiva. But the footnote there says that maybe that's because of this element of Shalol Yasif Daitam and Avelis. That's what the Ramban says. The reason for the Yisr Malacha is Shalol Yasif Daitam and Avelis. So that's an element here as well. So it could be, he says, for the Yisr Talmud Torah, if it's only Shalol Yasif Daitam and Avelis, then maybe that wouldn't be enough to tell you to be Mevatel the all-encompassing Chiyuv Talmud Torah. So there you have to come on to Simcha also. But there's still an element of Shelo Yasif Daitam and Avelis. That's why the Aruch HaShulchan says that an Avel should not read other secular literature, other Chachmos. He shouldn't read newspapers. That doesn't fit into any formal category of Yisurei Avelis. But that's within the general rubric of Shelo Yasif Daitam and Avelis. That's why we don't go for a stroll, an Avel can't be Yosef without Pesach anyway, but in Tisha B'Av it says not to go for a stroll. That's Shelo Yasif Daito Min Avelis. Sifrei Musar, they quote the Meiri that says that you can read Sifrei Musar. That wouldn't be included in the Yisr Talmud Torah either. And Avil also doesn't get an Aliyah. So the Mechaber says Sifrei is that if he's a Kohen and there's no other Kohen, still he doesn't get the Aliyah. So Rosh Hashanah quotes from the Rav, but that's a separate issue of not being Malami Torah L'Rabim, and that's reflective of the Malami Torah. That's why a Malami Tinokos, maybe even if it's Rabin Tzvichalo, he couldn't teach the Shir. Yeah, that's discussed in here in the Shach Mataz, that after 3 days, then he could. That's Rav Tzvichalo. There is also a heter of Seder Ayom that we find in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, that we say the Karbanos, we say that which is considered to be part of Seder Ayom. Just take a look at Siman Tes, Siman Tuf. for a minute. So the Mechaber writes, Siman Tav is Dina Avelos B'Shabbos. The Mechaber writes, the Dvarim Shebet Sin are Asr and Shabbos as well. Talmud Torah is the Dvarim Shebet Sin. Aval, Lafzer HaParsha, Kevin Shechai Vada Mahashim Parshiyot V'Matzibur, Havik Kikari Yash Shema Mutter. So you're allowed to do Shnai Mikra on Shabbos, even Tok Shiva, because that's equivalent to Kriya Shema. If you look in the Taz over there, the Taz quotes, Baguda Kasa Venir Lisser. So you can do Shnai Mikra before Shabbos during Shiva, but you could on Shabbos. Take a look at the Shach over there. Sivkat and Dalid. Lachzer Pasha, Kasim Drisha, Vashem Marshal, Huadin, Lachzer Shnai Mikra, that's a target. What do you mean, who I did? Isn't that what we're talking about? Lachzer Parsha. Doesn't that mean Shnai Mikra V'Akatag? What does the Shach mean, who I did?
I think there's a similar lesson in Hilchos Tisha B'Av we saw, and there it's talking about being chozer to prepare the laning.
Right. So the Taz didn't understand it that way, but maybe that's how the Shach understood it. In the Beis Lechem Yehud on the side of the Shulchan Aruch says that compromise, you can do Shnai Mikra, but only with Targum, not with Rashi. And that's what the Birka Yosef says. And that's what the Lechid Yosher says as well, that he would do Shnai Mikra with Targum and not with Rashi. Pitzkei Shuva there in still in Siman Tov and Sifkat and Gimel. He quotes that Beis Hillel. He says, "I am a savior Beis Hillel." The Kassel of Dira Yesh Omrim She'ad in Hilchos Shnai Mikra She'ad Rivi B'Shabbes Havi Lachar Shabbes Lein and Shikra Seder Shnai Mikra Im Kain Kishiyashem Hashivi Me'Avelos Ve'Achad Abibes Ena Rashi Lekos Shabbes. So if you can really do Shnai Mikra until midweek, so maybe there's no hetzer to do it on Shabbos if Shiva is going to be over before Wednesday. And he quotes others that argue, say, no, the Iker Zman is always on Shabbos. Rivki Vager says that maybe if you get up from Shiva on Shabbos, so then everyone would agree you have to wait till you come home from Shul. So then your mix of the Yom Kippur kicked in, and then you can definitely do Shnai Mikra on that Shabbos. Okay, let's go back to Shin Pei Dali now again. The Pitzkei Shuvas of Katan Aleph goes to the Chacham Tzvi, the time of whom and they should yachal limud v'amarayim. That's a discussion. We're not focusing on lamdas, but is an avel relevant for Tisha B'Av too? Is an avel mechuyev in Talmud Torah, but he's only allowed to learn Dvar Meraim, or he's part from Talmud Torah, and but there's a hetzer to learn Dvar Meraim? So the Chacham seem to be assuming that there's a chiyuv. And Anyantiv, when you don't want to learn Tvamarayim, then you can learn anything. But that's against what you say later on, that Tvaram Ditsin is also including Talmud Torah. Okay. All right, the Gemara Meikatan has a line that Ein Omrim Shmua V'Agada B'Beis Avel. That you can't recite the sugya in a Beis Avel. So just take a look at go back to Shin Ayin Ches. Siv Zayin. So we skipped this before because it wasn't really no gay as the Savra, but so the Mechaber writes, you can clean up. That's the Tumas Hadesh we quoted earlier. Clean the house. The Ein Omim Shmuel Ve'Agada Beis Avel El Yoshev and Domim. You can't say over a sugya in a Beis Avel. You have to sit. Silently. So that's a machlokas in the Gemara. The Gemara says Ein Omim Shmuel Ve'Agada Beis Avel, and the Gemara quotes on Kaf Gimel Hananya Ben Gamliel Hayom Shmuel Ve'Agada Beis Avel. So the Rosh Hashanah says, why don't we pass him like Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel? After all, halacha kedivrei Meikel ba'avel. And he says, maybe that's the position of Rabbi Shimon. The Rambam quotes this din of Ein Omrim Shmua beis Avel, but the Rosh does and the Rif doesn't, so maybe they hold that there's no such din. But that's what Rav Shechter quotes in the Rav. This serious din of not engaging in Talmud Torah in a Beis Avel, independent of the Avel himself, which is why it would be inappropriate to learn Mishnayos in a Beis Avel, as is common practice, because there's a separate issue of not engaging in Talmud Torah in a Beis Avel, independent of involving the Avel himself. Rav Avadia tries to justify the practice of learning in a Beis Avel, that maybe you can rely halacha k'dibur meikel ba'avel, so we don't paskin this day, we paskin k'ninim gamliel maybe, and maybe it's a split from the neshama. He says that he still thinks it's better, if you're going to learn something Beis Avel, better to learn Musar than any formal limud, but that's his limud chus. Rabbi Willig says, if you're going to learn anything in a Beis Avel, learn Pirkei Avos, because that's Divrei Musar, which would be Musar.
Did they say that the Raga Chavar gave Shir? Is that what they say?
That's the din of Lahut. The Raga Chavar learned, not about gave Shir. That's the Yerushalmi has an expression of Lahut Achara Torah. That person is so enamored. I'm sorry?
Is it ones?
Something like that. That he can't get by without Talmud Torah.
He's a bit tsar.
I'm sorry?
When using the Lashon Tsar help, he'd be a bit tsar without it. So that's like that same thing.
Okay. I mean, it's not quoted. They still say points out that we shouldn't quote it Lalacha. The Yishami has such a lashon that the Lord Acher Torah. The Beis Yosef said the Rishonim don't quote it. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes it, and he says that it's like a person who's sick, just like if someone is starving, and if he doesn't have what to eat, then he's going to be in a dangerous situation. So you give him whatever he needs to eat. So a person who's lot after Torah, he's not going to learn, then that's a sakana. And the reason the Pasuk don't quote it, says the Ocher Shulchan, is because it's not Shkiach Bismanenu. That we don't know people like this. Rav Adya says it's like an istinus. So just like there's a heter of Chitza for an istinus, there's a heter of Talmud Torah for an istinus. Or Rabbi Karp says L'on Soshani is considered an onus. Okay, but you know, take a look back here now at Shin Pei Dalet Gimel. In Ein Sham Yishes Palel Lahutzi Esarabim Yidei Chavasan Yachol Ha'Avil Lispalotzia. If there's no one else to daven for an Amud, an Avil is allowed to daven for an Amud. So that sounds like, under normal circumstances, an avil should not be davening for an amud during Shiva. And this is based on a Shuvas Harash. It's basically Lashon Harash. It sounds like an avil does not daven for an amud during Shiva. You look at the Beis Hillel on the side. Vine mashmikan. Tok Shiva lo yispal ha'avil lo tzian im yesham acha sheyachal ispal, that an avil shouldn't daven for an amud during Shiva. The cause of Le'el b'simen shinayin vav siftal ibaga, their mother writes, afa pi shein iser b'davar v'al bimos ha'chol mi sheyidei l'ispal yispal el v'yoser mo mikadash yosem shelo nitkan elektanim. So there the Ramah says an avil should daven. And he's talking, it sounds like during Shiva, even during Shiva, and Avil should daven for an amud. And came after she yoses Avil Espala, Avil Afilatok Shiva, be the cause of Shemo, Yosim Mikadash Yosom, near Bahasa, Mitzimin Shinayin Vav, Ayiba Avil Avil Vimo. But then he should daven for an amud. But another Avil for Shar Krovim, he doesn't say Kaddish anyway, then he shouldn't. So that's the Beis Hillel suggestion, that the Ramah says that you should daven for an amud, that's talking about Aviv Ima. But if it's not Aviv Ima, so as long as there's someone else to daven for an amud, better that Tok Shiva and Avil not daven for an amud. But the Divrei Sofim points out that in the Maram, that the Bach quotes, it's clear that there was such a minhag even for Aviv Imo not to daven for an Amud during during Shiva. So the Yochai Shulchan says, yeah, that's the Mechaber. The Mechaber quotes this Tshuva Sarash, but we don't assume that way. And we assume, like the Raman Shinai and Vav, that an Avil does daven for an Amud. And that is the common practice. The Divrei Sofim quotes that the minhag among Sfardim is like the Mechaber not to daven for an Amud during Shiva, even though Rav Avadya writes that an Avil should daven for an Amud during Shiva, alav v'imo, and he says that's what he did, that's what he did himself. The Ramah then adds here, mitzvah l'spala shakris v'aris b'makam shemes sham afilu ein avel. Yesh v'zen akas ruach l'neshama. There was a mitzvah to have a minyan where the mace passed away. Even if the avel's not there, the avel mitzvah l'minyan. Right, so there are two factors involved in where to have a minyan during Shiva. There's an issue you'd see on the peso. The Avil is not allowed to leave the house. There's also an inyan of having a minyan with where the Makom Yetzias Neshama was. So if the Makom Yetzias Neshama is in the same house, then you get both reasons. If not, then usually it's impractical. If the Makom Yetzias Neshama is in the hospital, it's a little bit hard to get a minyan to get in the hospital room, so it's not really practical. It's not really practical to begin with. My grandmother, Lashal, passed away. She passed away in a hospital. There was none of the Zion Krovin survived, so no one formally said Shiva. So that's a different din that we're not looking at right now. But the hospital had a shul. So that week, I went there for Mincha Minyan of that shul, and I thought that's at least something approximating Malkim and Tzias and Neshama in the same building. And I thought that was an appropriate thing to do, especially since there was no other Shiva. Okay. Fine. Let's move on to Sim and Shinpei Hei. Din Shela Shalom the Avel. Avel Aser B'Shela Shalom. Ketzad. Shloshi Yamar Rishonim. Eino Shal B'Shalom Kol Adam. V'im Acher Lo Yadishu Avel V'Shalom B'Shalomo Lo Yashalem. Alan, are you still there? Oh, okay, there you are. Good.
Yeah.
Now you're welcome to leave. Just my quorum is two. So if we still have two who are interested, I'll continue. But otherwise, we can stop.
I'm leaving in a minute to put my tefillin on for a later mincha.
Okay, fine. So let's stop now. Then it's a good place to stop.
Okay.
Okay. We should all have nechamos bekarav.
Amen.
Thank you.